Wib.com/celebrations. Yeah, Wib.com/celebrations. Okay. Let's go there this morning and see what we've got for August. Some you guys have been adding August 3rd specifically. And boy, there's birthday Bob. He is a busy guy. Does he do anything other than enter birthdays and anniversaries? Well, Janet Marshall. Happy birthday to Janet today. He says, Janet is the mother of four wonderful children. She loves the Lord and has the most welcoming personality. Bob says Janet loves to share stories and has the gift of gab in a very positive way and is always looking for ways to help others in need. Wishing you an amazing birthday, Janet Marshall, today. Also, we had one from Saturday. Well, we'll get to Saturday here. I see August 1st scrolling back. Let's do it. Yeah, let's do it. Peggy Gerlitz saying that Josh and Anna Sirchuk with their anniversary this past Saturday, August 1st, a fun-loving couple is what Peggy tells us about them. Okay, and then we move off to Facebook to see what birthdays we can learn about today. Jackie Lahn, former state representative of the 93rd Assembly District. Happy birthday to Jackie. Mark Hartshorn, Kim Stein from the Center for Christian Counseling in Eau Claire, where my daughter Evelyn works as a receptionist. My friend Chris as well. So, and my friend Winter. So, boy, I know some of the folks there. I could keep going on and on. Yes, actually, I know the counselors as well, some of them. Rachel Crabb, the widow of the late Larry Crabb, with a birthday today. So she and Larry shared summer birthdays. His was, I want to say, July 13th. Also, same as our Greg Stewart, right? Trisha Tobola, State Representative Jody Emerson, with a birthday today in the 93rd Assembly District. Speaking of that district, is it 93rd? 91st, maybe. 91st. Tom Giffey, the big 5-0 today from Volume 1, and Cheryl Maurer with a birthday today as well. You know, I've been focused on, through the website, People's Giving, but Kathy in Eau Claire said you can count on her for $50 to the Backpack to School Challenge. Thanks so much, Kathy. And also here this morning, hearing from a wonderful listener who wants to say anonymous, saying that they'll bring a check for $450 in today. So there it is. All right, so the $1,050, thanks so much to that generous listener choosing to stay anonymous. Appreciate it. That gets us to $1,050. So, boy, let's keep it going here. Can we get to $1,500, boy, by 6:30 this morning, 715, well, WWIB.com. Click on the banner on top of the page. Thanks so much again to both of those listeners, Kathy in Eau Claire, and also to the anonymous listeners stepping up and supporting these kids and their families. You're hearing about in our Backpack to School Challenge. WWIB, way to go. Thanks so much. And thanks so much to Todd and Chris in Rice Lake for their gift of $100 in our Backpack to School Challenge, giving it in memory, they say, of my mom, who struggled to provide school supplies for 8 kids every year. And we earlier had a $450 anonymous gift, and Kathy and Eau Claire committing $50. So with that, unofficially, at about $1,150, I guess.
Seriously. All right. And I have through Friday to do all we can. And again, I know it's a Monday morning, and maybe many of you, like us, were at one fest, and there can be a little fog from that. A wonderful weekend, but a lot of weariness. But saying, hey, let's push through that and do as much good as we possibly can this week. WWIB.com/backpacks, or if you just go right to WWIB.com, top of the page, that red banner there, takes you maybe a couple minutes to give a gift. Maybe you can give $50 for one child or $100 for two. Maybe it's less, maybe it's more, but would love to have your support as soon as possible this week as we try to move upward and onward to see these initial goals met and, Lord willing, see more given than ever before for, again, these backpack and school supply distributions locally in the area, but then going across the world to be the hands and feet of Jesus Christ in one of the poorest countries in the world, Liberia, West Africa.
All right, you're so good at goal setting. So we had initially tried to get to that 1,000, got there. I was shooting for 1,500, so we're still shy of that. But I don't know, 2,000 seems nice by 7:30. How about that?
Absolutely. So, Havel, If folks visited our OneFest booth, they saw lots of different things going on. But one of them was our Wisconsin Dells drawings, and we have not one but two family four-packs to give away. So the first one there, starting with Land of Naturo, Floating Water Park, we're going to give that one away first.
A lot of rave reviews for that from our family members who've been there, my kids. Also, you got the original Wisconsin Ducks, Top Secret, and the Ghost Outpost.
So. All right. So do we have a winner drawn for that one? How about reaching into that one with hundreds and hundreds of entries?
That's
here, and that
is we've got Morgan Bielmeyer from Menominee.
All right, Morgan from Menominee, like the alliteration, and you are the winner of our Wisconsin Dells family four-pack number one. And then the second one there includes some great Mount Olympus passes. That's the water and the theme park.
Boy, a lot of fun. You can do the roller coasters there and more, the Lost Temple, the Upper Dells Boat Tour, and Ghost Outpost as well. So here we go. Drawing number two, reach your way to the bottom and see with here, and we're going to go with this one right here, and it's from Chippewa Falls, Ben Bjork.
Hey, we know Ben.
Yeah. Right,
fantastic. I just saw him again at OneFest a couple different times, so Ben, congratulations. Well, thank you to everybody who visited us at OneFest. Thank you to everyone who entered, and hopefully everyone listening right now who is considering giving to our Backpack and School Supply Challenge, our Backpack to School Challenge. We call it business sponsors have given the first $6,300 plus. I believe it added up to over 127 backpacks by that estimation of $50 providing a child with their backpack and school supplies. We're asking you to match that, to double that, and then, Lord willing, to go above and beyond that by a huge margin, WWIB.com. And, a little quiet at times so far this morning, Havel, but hopefully folks, as they're getting up and at them, will consider taking the 90 seconds, 2 minutes or so to go to WWIB.com and give a gift. And maybe it's $50 or $100. Maybe it's more. Maybe it's less.
Caleb, I'm going to do it. I'd said 300 last week. I said I wanted to do a little more, a little sooner. I also said I'm going to sponsor a Starfish Child, which I give to Teamwork Africa. But I don't know that I've individually sponsored a Starfish Child. There are kids we help. But I got to say, Saturday, I heard our newest announcer, Micah, reading this. And I don't know how it works with you, but we've talked about this. Like that still small voice of the spirit prompting. And I got to say, I think I kind of felt like I was good, but then it was kind of like, well, you could do more. And I was like, okay. You know, and then I just thought, because it kind of, the whole thing is, right, it's by the gospel of Christ, we're saved. It's a gospel of sacrifice and love. And so, just as I thought about it, I'm like, I could do another 150. And I like things neat and tidy. Not always in my life, but I like things even. I like the show Monk and get it up to $1,500. So I'm going to give another $150, and that gets it up to. And, I like the fact that gets us to 10% of that $15,000 that we're talking about.
There you go. Well, thank you so much, Havel. You never know. Sometimes people responding in the studio and outside,
right.
And that puts us $500 away from trying to get to that $2,000 plateau. And then, Lord willing, on and on and upward throughout this week. But that $500, maybe that's 10 people giving $50. Maybe that's 5 people giving $100, 2 people giving $250. Maybe one person saying, I could take care of that entire $500 and get you to $2,000, then onward and upward from there. WWIB.com, right at the top of the page for our Backpack to School Challenge. WWIB.com. Havel, a little slow so far here in the 7 o'clock hour on this Monday morning as far as our Backpack to School Challenge is concerned, but have to feel like there are people out here who are hearing that message and just trusting that God will prompt and will nudge as he wills that folks will respond.
Yeah, I can speak to firsthand feeling nudged and listening. And the thing is, it's amazing because it's God, and so you think they're going to be like a megaphone, but I think it's much more like with the story with Elijah, like that still small voice, right? But sometimes with the hustle and bustle, it's hard to hear them, and that's why, for me, my car becomes like a sanctuary, and it's just WWIB, the music, the announcers, and again, you and the Lord, and it seems like that's when he speaks. And so if people would listen and react to that. I think there's different things. Like sometimes you might be tempted to go, they're doing that again. I've given before. But don't fall for that. And then also don't go, somebody else will take care of it. It's so easy to do that, right?
Yeah. And I think, again, we can easily fall into that trap of thinking, well, there's got to be a program for that. Or thinking, well, somebody else will hear I've got this or that going on. Maybe it's something financial, or maybe it's just I'm just busy right now. And maybe you're just saying, I wish they would just be quiet and play some music. I mean, I get that. We get that. We understand. Because honestly, here on this side, fundraising is hard.
Yeah.
This is a cause that, again, we believe in, we care about, but this is hard. Honestly, I am so tired. I'm so tired from OneFest. I'm exhausted. And
understandably,
I don't want to come in on a Monday morning and ask you all to give money because I know how hard it is for my family as well, too. I know how inflation and things have hit us. I get that. I get that. But this is worth more than my convenience. This is worth more than what I would prefer to do on a Monday morning here. And so just asking you all to not listen to us, but to listen to God. And if he prompts and nudges you this morning or at any point this week to give to this or to something completely different, listen to him. Listen to him and respond.
Yeah, thanks so much. We've had six different givers already this morning. An anonymous giver gave $450 to get us to that original 1,000. Kathy and Eau Claire with $50. Also, Todd and Chris in Rice Lake, $100. Joelle also, Jodell actually, stepping up as well in Wheeler with $100. And then Randy and Stanley. So all throughout the WIB listening area, north, south, east, and west, we'd love to hear from you. Everywhere you are, you can go to WIB.com, click on that banner on top of the page. It'll take you 2 minutes.
We're trying to get to $2,000 given. We're trying to get to that by 7:30. Maybe we could still get to that in the final 8 minutes before 8 o'clock. We're about $500 short. And again, maybe that's one person. Maybe that's five giving $100. Maybe 10 giving $50. But we'd love to hear from you. Do you have that 2 minutes to go to WWIB.com? Click on that banner at the top of the page to help. We'll still have a looking for that final $500, maybe from one person or several people, but $500 short of trying to get to, again, that next step on the road up this tall mountain of trying to see $15,000 or, Lord willing, even more raised for these three backpack and school supply distributions, trying to get to $2,000. That was our goal throughout the 7 o'clock hour. Still $500 short, and maybe that's 10 people giving $50, five giving $100, one giving all of that $500. I'm not sure, but we'd love to see that raised as soon as possible and continue to move forward toward that goal of seeing at least $15,000 or, Lord willing, more given by this Friday.
You know, it's a unique opportunity. We say we are family, and during this Backpack to School Challenge Week, it's the WIB family bonding together to see how much we can do for these kids in Eau Claire, through We Care, through Valley Vineyard in Chippewa County, and also Liberia, West Africa. Again, you're not going to meet these kids or families, but trust me, they are deeply grateful.
Yeah, and there's something, I think, beautiful about giving to people who you'll never meet, who could never even thank you, much less repay you, but something really beautiful and God-honoring and Christ-like about that kind of generosity. And whatever that generosity looks like in your life, that's between you and the Lord. So maybe you can give $5 or $10, maybe you could give $500 or $1,000. I don't know what that looks like, but we're asking you to respond as he would prompt you to this week. And WWIB.com is where we urge you to go. Of course, you can give cash and check gifts as well, too. That's more than welcome. But probably the quickest, easiest way is to go to WWIB.com. Click on that banner at the top of the page. It takes you maybe a couple minutes to give a gift. You scroll on down after you click on that banner for the Backpack to School Challenge, and you can give, maybe it's $50 for one child's backpack and school supplies, maybe more, maybe less, but we would love to hear from as many of you as possible this week.
And again, monitoring our Backpack to School Challenge, asking for support, trying to get to $2,000 as we try to match that generous $6,300 from our business sponsors, at least initially. Cliff and Eau Claire, thank you so much for $50, and also Vicky in Eau Claire. So thank you very much. And leads into our conversation now, our in-studio visit with Rosemary Hansen from Jacob's Well Church in We Care Eau Claire. Rosemary, thanks so much for joining us. You talk about how you got involved with this a few years back, and you have not regretted it at all. You have not looked back. Tell us about that.
Yeah, absolutely. It was something our church was looking for, people in the congregation to help with these kind of events and these things. And I volunteered to be on the We Care team, and I've never regretted it. It's such a good group of people that are working kind of at the core of this, and then you see different groups just stepping up as we get closer and closer, and we've had a great response to partnership from the community and definitely other churches that come in and just support us financially, support us with help with their, like, Peace and Bethesda are the hacking areas, you know, so just those kind of things are something I think is for me, it's been rare to have that kind of cohesiveness when you're in a group of so many diverse people.
Rose, what has been eye-opening for you about being involved with We Care Eau Claire and seeing the need and being, again, very tangibly part of this? How have your eyes been opened about what the need is like here?
I've never done much fundraising, those kind of things. And so I have been amazed at the response of people and businesses to help with the drive. It's all the businesses are feeling just what we're feeling as individuals. You know, money is tight, and yet God always provides. And yeah. There's always somebody new in there to help cover something. So I've been amazed at that. But I think the one thing that really I am amazed at is we've got, it's probably a group of 10 people that consistently come every week from all different churches, from businesses. We have people show up from business. We had a new donor this year that said, hey, we've heard about you. We'd like to be part of it. And yet it's very cohesive. It's very, we just find a way to get things done, you know, and somebody always steps up to the plate. And you don't always find that. You always find people with their hands down instead of their hands up, you know, and God always blesses us every year. So
I'm so excited by the unity in We Care Eau Claire. And Jesus prayed that, we would be one. John 17, and you think about the division in society, even the division, sadly, in the church. And yet, boy, We Care Eau Claire, what a beautiful expression of the church coming together to meet this need for backpacks and supplies. And as we've heard Julie Smith talk about, extending out, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, it is. And so this is our seventh year of doing this. And the other thing that I'm impressed with is how each year we as a team learn something. And say, okay, we need to improve on this. And every year that I've been a part of it, it's gotten more organized, you know, more efficient in what we're doing, you know, and how we're doing it. And I think that, too, we've been blessed with some really talented people. We also just became a retirement fund.
401k, right? I think 501c3.
Yeah, we an entity this year. And just the people that were willing to go and put extra time in working with the lawyer to help us get that set up.
Uh-huh.
It's just an amazing thing that, we've just got talented, dedicated people that help us.
And I think, again, Rose from Jacob's Well Church and We Care Eau Claire joining us here on the WIB Wake Up Show Backpack to School Challenge. Friends, if you'd respond at WWIB.com, right at the top of the page, that's where you can give. Again, your gifts will be divided evenly between We Care Eau Claire, between the Valley Vineyard Church Backpack and School Supply Distribution, and then one in Teamwork Africa's Mission Zone of Liberia, West Africa. Can you speak real quickly here, Rose, about the scope of the need that We Care Eau Claire is seeing? How many students you are expecting this year on August 17th?
Well, we're going to be packing 1,890 backpacks. The percentage of,
that's a lot of backpacks.
It is, yeah. But the percentage of, people who are in need is like 43% here in the Eau Claire School District. And that's one of the things that...
Almost half.
I know. Isn't that crazy? Mm. Yeah. And we're so blessed to have the participation of the school to help us with those things. So they send people to help us like, okay, what do we want to give out books to the kids when they're waiting. We've got somebody that comes and does that. You know, they store our stuff for us. And anything that's left over from our event, it goes back to them. So I think we know the need is growing, and there's just not enough places. You hear it all over, about we can't find food. We can't find this, And so our community groups are at 30 plus probably this year who provide that help. And so I think that's one thing that we're finding, that if we can be kind of a one stop where people can come and not only get a backpack for their kid that's fully, packed with what they need, but then they have all these other resources that are available.
Uh-huh.
We try to walk through them and say, oh, is this something you need? How about this? And I've learned things that the community does that I had no no idea what it was, you know. And so I think that's been one of the things that we've tried really hard to do is to, you know, provide them not only with a backpack, but with other needs as well.
It's become one of the most beautiful events of the year in Eau Claire. Again, it's going to be August 17th, 4 to 7 p.m. And, again, give us the location.
Phoenix Park.
And people get there early. They get there a couple hours early.
Five.
5 hours early.
Some. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. So, again, you can get there. Just show up. Again, yeah. August 17th.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Rose, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for your heart for these kids and families.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Again, friends, asking you to not just sit idly by, but to respond. If the Lord would prompt you to our Backpack to School Challenge here at WWIB, benefiting We Care Eau Claire, the Valley Vineyard Backpack and School Supply Distribution, and Teamwork Africa, serving children and family starfish kids in Liberia, West Africa. Three-pronged approach here. So again, as much as can be given here in this single week, it would be so welcome. WWIB.com. Right at the top of the page, do you have 2 minutes to give a gift? WWIB.com, Backpack to School Challenge, 1 week.
I've been starting every day, looking for a little faith. God, without you, I'm probably bound to break. Holding fast to what you say, but if I'm honest, I'm afraid to shift them gears, to change them lanes. I know you've gone before me, so I can trust. Lord, you blaze that trail, kicking up that dust. Now there's no looking back, it's all gas, no brakes. Oh no, with every step I take, I'll tear up this road, follow you into the great unknown. It don't matter. I pray the Lord my soul to take. Ain't nothing that this world can do to break the faith I got in you, no.
David Leonard, well done. WWIB, moments before 7:30, 72 degrees, our Backpack to School Challenge. 1 week only, but Havel, this started on Saturday, so we're on day three already. So a ways to go. And yeah, quiet over the weekend, and we realized that a lot of things going on, a lot of folks out at One Fest, but now is where the rubber really needs to meet the road in terms of giving, and we hope that people will continue to hear this call and will continue to respond.
Absolutely. We're climbing the mountain together. We have our dreams of how far we want to get, kind of that initial mashing of the 6,300 from the generous business sponsors. And we're about 300 shy of that 2,000 mark. Thanks so much to an anonymous gift of $100 to go with the gifts we mentioned from Cliff and Vicky. You can be the difference maker. Help us to get to that 2,000 right now with a gift of 300, or maybe three people giving 100. That'd be fantastic. WIB.com, the banner right on top of the page.
We'll break now for weather, and it's brought to you this hour by McDonnell Area Catholic Schools. Discover a future of excellence Rooted in History. Apply today at McDonnellAreaCatholicSchools.org and find out if you qualify for Wisconsin Parental Choice. McDonnellAreaCatholicSchools.org.
Hi, I'm Angelo, and I'm a senior at McDonnell, and I want to tell you why McDonnell is more than just where I go to school. McDonnell is where I can grow. Since preschool, I've had nurturing teachers who care about my success. It's where I can discover my own unique gifts with advanced classes and school activities. It's where I can be challenged. I'm encouraged to think deeper. It's where I can find roots, being part of a centuries-long Catholic community. It's where I can be who Christ has called me to be.
There's still time to apply for Wisconsin Parental Choice. Apply by September 14th for your spot at Max.
Wisconsin weather. 72 at our studios in Hallett between Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. Checking some of the other temps in and around the WIB listing area this morning. Continuing to climb. We've gone up 11 here in the 3 hours of the show. 68 in Ladysmith, as well as Phillips in the Northland. Seeing 65 in Medford, 67 in Stanley, 66 in Black River Falls and Neillsville, 71 in Rapids, 70 in Point, 68 in Whitehall, already 67 in Menominee and Chippewa Falls, 69 in Bloomer, 71 in Barron and Rice Lake, 72 in Shell Lake, 71 in Balsam Lake, and 71 in New Richmond, 68 in Ellsworth. At Chippewa Valley, forecast for today, sunny and 87, partly cloudy and 66 tonight, 30% chance of showers early tomorrow before 8, otherwise becoming sunny, a high near 80, a little cooler, and then sunny and 82 Wednesday in the Chippewa Valley.
La Crosse at 93.7 FM, sunshine and a high of 84 expected today with calm winds tonight, increasing clouds and 65. Looking for better chances of rain on Tuesday, could see a thunderstorm as well, 40% chance of rain during the day. That increases to a 60% chance of rain Tuesday night. Partly sunny and 81 for your Tuesday. Also tomorrow night, La Crosse down to 59. Wednesday, partly sunny, high of 79 degrees by midweek in La Crosse.
And your WIB wake-up show weather here on WWIB this Monday, August 3rd. Brought to you by McDonnell Area Catholic Schools from pre-K to senior year. It's education for life. Enroll today by going to McDonnellAreaCatholicSchools.org and find out if you qualify for Wisconsin Parental Choice.
Again, our Backpack to School Challenge is going on this week, started on Saturday. Why are we doing this? Well, for many hardworking families, back-to-school time brings a huge financial burden. It's not just even the backpacks and school supplies, but it's shoes and clothes and so many other things that can cost hundreds or even thousands of dollars if you have several children. We want you to join with us and join with our business sponsors in encouraging these families, loving on them, relieving some of that stress. So for 1 week, and it's through this Friday, WWIB and our sponsors are asking for your help during our Backpack to School Challenge presented by Metropolis Resort in Action City. Our goal, again, is to provide backpacks and school supplies to the Valley Vineyard Church and We Care Eau Claire backpack giveaways coming up soon. Mid-August 17th is the We Care Eau Claire backpack giveaway. And then across the globe, we want to help bring hope to starfish kids in Liberia through Teamwork Africa. Now, it takes at least $50 to provide a child with a quality backpack and school supplies. So through this Friday, our goal is to supply funds for at least 300 or more backpacks, which means we're hoping to raise at least $15,000 in only 1 week. You hear, again, at least. We're trying to say as much as you can possibly contribute as the Lord would move you to give would be so welcome, so useful, and so needed. These backpack and school supplies will be given to children in need. Locally, they're expecting 3,000, 3,500 kids. We also have the opportunity to give hope to many, many Liberian students suffering in extreme poverty. So thank you again to Metropolis Resort in Action City and all of our sponsors for creating this matching challenge of over $6,300. This year's sponsors include Regis Catholic Schools, Doctors of Physical Therapy of Western and Central Wisconsin, Hickswood, and Quality Propane and Fuels. Thank you to all who gave last year with so many heartfelt and sacrificial gifts. We were richly blessed by you all and blessed even with those who've given so far this morning, seeing some anonymous donors, people giving what they can. If you'd like to help us meet this need, you can give right away at WWIB.com/backpacks. And Hava, we had a couple from Eau Claire earlier this hour with Cliff and Vicky, and hoping more folks will join them. We've heard from Stanley. We've heard from Rice Lake. We've heard from Wheeler. We'd love to hear from all over the map that WIB reaches this week in this one-week-only Backpack to School Challenge.
Boy, we sure would. Whatever it takes, let's compete against each other. I love your term, greedy for good. I don't know if you copyrighted that, but I think it's great. And let's get there. That's what this is, right? It's not for us. I mean, we're never more like God than when we're giving. Ephesians 5:1 says, be imitators of God. He's the giver, the greatest giver. So let's imitate him.
Rachel Purcell, show up. WWIB Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, less than 2 minutes before 9 a.m., 75 degrees. Halvo, again, our final push, I guess our final plea. Could we see that final $300 raised to get to $2,000 by our unofficial count, $2,000 given so far? 1 week backpack to school challenge. I know for some folks, maybe if you didn't catch it before too, you're like, oh, is this just beginning? Well, we're actually on day three out of seven. So we're hoping to, again, move as far up the ladder as we can each day to, Lord willing, see our business sponsors' funds matched, then exceeded as far above and beyond as we can. Last year, well over $19,000. And we'd love to see that even exceeded this year. But we've got a long, long way to go so far.
Yes, thanks so much to Metropolis Resort and Chaos Water Park starting us off as a main sponsor, but and so many great sponsors. And then beyond that, Stephen Riblake got us going last week with that gift of 50, and we're appreciative. We've had anonymous donors this very morning giving anywhere from $450 to $100. And again, I think both of them would say that they had that still small voice of the Spirit just kind of prompting them, and they reacted. And so we're grateful for everybody who gives from this. You know, the smallest amount to the biggest amount, everybody is deeply appreciated. And so would you be the difference maker who gives that final 300 to get us to 2,000? Pretty please. Just go to wib.com. There's a banner on top of the page. Again, as we've said, maybe one person doing 300 or six doing 50, but let's get over 2,000.
Yeah, we'd love to, again, continue to go upward, to reach that goal. And it's not reaching a goal for the sake of reaching a goal. I hope you all understand that this is tangible. This is real people. These are real children. Mm-hmm. These are real families.
Yeah.
You mentioned one of the three organizations being benefited is Teamwork Africa. You can see the Starfish kids that we're trying to send to school who cannot go to school. It's not just going to school undersupplied. They cannot go to school if they don't have the right things. You can go to teamworkafrica.org. And again, children can absolutely be sponsored there as well, too, if you're willing to even go above and beyond and help that way. But you can see the faces, read the stories. These are real families, real children, again, here in the States and across the world. And we're asking you to help them. And thank you so much to Ann. Praise the Lord. Ann from Medford just gave that $300.
Wow. There
Praise
it was.
The Lord. Praise the Lord.
Thank you so much, Ann. We are so deeply appreciative.
Wow. That's wonderful. Thank you so much, Ann. God bless you. Again, that $300 providing six children with their backpacks and school supplies. Thank you so much, Ann, for helping us reach that goal. And Lord willing, we continue to reach every goal this week. We have what we have in mind, but sometimes God's purposes are even bigger and greater. But thank you so much. Ann from Medford. We'll add Medford to the list of places that we've heard from so far. Wheeler and Stanley and Rice Lake and Eau Claire. Mm-hmm. And we'd love to hear from you as well.